DJ G.
Do it damn y'all way. If he ain't up,
hey man, I'm trying to tell y'all, man. Let me tell you.
It's all bad now. Why they got half of my foot about to kick this motherfucker down? It's gonna be a real good. Couple people got some places that they gotta be put in debating. Facing me in one device. Now, what is it? You need to kiss my ass like, oh man, you shouldn't make paper out of you to call you up like you was sweating. You remind me of a fan club member, yeah, man. Go to parties, kick whatever I remember at the time. And it might be that same shit you heard last week when I was bad as toe back and rapped the half past me. If you don't wanna know the truth, then you need that.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
You are now tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Go, come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you first.
Step your game up.
What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and welcome to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, where we mixing a little bit of business with a little bit of pleasure. Y'all make sure y'all call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in my chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Each and every Saturday, we do the Step Your Game Up Saturdays, mixing business with pleasure. We'll be talking about businesses. Business owners will be calling in. We're going to be playing hot music. I got a ton of music from the Gmail. I got a ton of music from the On The Spot at DivaSpotRadio.com. So we got some new music for Soto. We got some new music from Money Mo. We got new music from Money Meek. We got some new music from Shanae. Oh, Tweak Beats. We got new music from him. We got a crazy playlist tonight. So, of course, we're going to get into the music. Y'all, again, make sure you call me up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. I want to give a big shout-out to all my Twitter fam, all my Facebook fam. Office of HME Radio is syndicating Step Your Game Up Saturdays on their palette tonight. You can actually tune in to HMERadio.com, www.blogtalkradio.com/HMERadio. The show will be playing live over there. And big shout out to the D Hour Show. I enjoyed myself on there tonight. So, without further ado, we're going to get into some of this hot independent music. If you want to be interviewed, showcased, or promoted on Diva Spot Radio, all you got to do is go to www.divaspotradio.com and click on Submit Your Music. Also, be prepared to have radio-ready tracks, your EPK, and to have a budget to invest into your interview promotion and spin. So again, that's www.divaspotradio.com and click on the Submit Your Music tab, and also check out our promotions and services that we have. That instrumental that you hear in the back is Khaled Dreams. It's called Taking Me to Church. Big shout out to Khaled Dreams. Make sure you follow him on Twitter as well, www.khaleddreams.com. Let's get into some Brick City. Big shout out to Brick City. Let's get into some Money Mo. Money Meek, excuse me. Money Meek Music. See what we got here. A hot track right there. We're going to drop a body on him right now with Money Meek and more music to come. Let's go.
I dropped that body, baby. Spanish loud to the narcotic.
I dropped that body, body. Yeah. Don't make me body, body. Yeah. I got that shouty, shouty. Pop it loud. I rock your body. Yeah. We came to body, body. She came to body, body. I'ma get it, but I'm all
I'm on my prison.
Money Meek right there will drop a body on him. Shout out to Brick City, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow Money Meek on Twitter, www.twitter.com/MoneyMeek121. Again, that's Money Meek 121. Actually, you can Google him. Check out everything that he got going on. That will drop a body on him. Make sure you go and support that artist right there. Download that track. And also, we got new tracks coming by him, Hands Up and Throw It Up. Mommy, we definitely going to get it in. You already know, it's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays, where I mix the business with pleasure. That's right, I mix the business with pleasure. And speaking of a business owner, we got a business owner in the house right now, Kano the Pyro, HME Radio. Holla at us, baby.
What up, what up? Mr. Money playing in the good, and shout out to Money Meek. I got my sights on, baby.
Yeah. Reed. Big shout to HME, Syndicated Divas Bar Radio, Steffi Gabo, Saturdays on their palette tonight. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. Archive that show. Tell a friend, send it to your baby mama and even your baby daddy that's locked up right now. Make sure you do it.
Real talk, man. Shout out to our special guest tonight, Mr. 704. We definitely appreciate you coming through, homie, and we salute everything you got going. And, yeah, I'm on your show right now, and I got my show going and your show playing, and, man, you got to love it.
Got to love it. Team Tick, baby. Tick, boom. We blowing it up, man. We definitely put high independent businesses, high independent artists on the map. We love what we do, yo. We have fun with this. If we making it look easy, y'all, that's because we have fun.
Yeah.
It's always easy. HME, Hustle Movement Entertainment, Ken on the Pyro, we mixing a little bit of business with pleasure. So let's get all up in your business. Tell all the listeners and everybody tuned in about HME.
Well, we in our fourth season right now, 4 years on Blog Talk Radio. We premiered the hottest mainstream, independent artists, R&B, hip-hop news, what-the-fuck news, man. We just keep it live for y'all, man, 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. And y'all can definitely check out all my links on itsmyurls.com/HME Radio. Y'all can get the Twitter link there. Y'all can check out HME Gear there. Y'all can check out the blog there. Everything is available for y'all. Y'all definitely want to turn y'allself into pyromaniacs and follow this movement right here. This is the real movement. I'm sorry everybody talking about they got a movement, but this is the real movement right here. You know what I mean? Cause we efficient and we effective. You feel me?
I can definitely dig that. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry everybody talking about they got a movement. A lot of people just moving out the way. Move out our way, man. I'm definitely telling you to move out my way. You got a movement. A lot of people are more concerned about being popular than effective. I'm not investing my time, my art, my skills, my talent, or my money into popular things. I'm looking more to be effective. A big shout-out to Mr. Conway. Big shout-out to Mr. Ivor Frazier. Big shout-out to all my Twitter love. Got to take the time out. Neely Delight, I see you. Backbone, big shout out to Generation X, big shout out to Dungeon Family, big shout out to Tara S, big shout out to Rihanna Havoc. If I chopped your name up, I'm sorry, that's okay, I'm still mixing business with pleasure, baby. Big shout out to Jay Biggs, the Foodie Fam, Don Slim the Phenomenon, Tate Black, King J Doe, HBL Smooth, Future Guru 100, Manuel, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Y'all know how we get down, man. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tune in to Steffi Gabo Saturdays, mixing that business with pleasure, baby. I want to get into, and big shout out to you, Kano. You put me on to this artist, Gray Gutty, and Child Support. We were singing a song earlier today, and we're going to sing it again. I love Child Support song.
Hey, check it out. Check it out real quick. Hey, I want y'all, if y'all got any videos y'all want to premiere, y'all definitely go to Facebook and type in Blazing Headliners or HME Radio group page. My brother dropped a bomb, just premiered his pilot episode for the bomb videos. So if y'all want to be a part of that, just submit your video on the group page, and we'll definitely consider it for the next episode. Back to you, Diva.
That's definitely what's up. Make sure you go and submit your video. If you're really about branding yourself and you're really about your business, they handle it right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. This is Gray Gutty right here with Child Support. Let's go.
Put you on child support. Somebody's nanny or something.
Oh, wow. You know, the nanny's getting a lot of love. You know, nannies be winning. We've seen that with Tiger Woods. We've seen that with a lot of couples that nannies be winning. So, you know, it's no surprise to me.
Yeah. Go get that pick though. When you see that pick, I know you're gonna send me an LOL.
Well, did you put it in the chat room so I could check it out, man? I definitely want to see it. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. Kano the Pyro from HB Radio was here. We definitely getting turned up, mixing business with pleasure. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to get into this music right here by my homeboy, Chrome. Big shout out to Chrome. Big shout out to G-Mo. Big shout out to Slim the Phenomenon. Big shout out to Slate Stone over there at Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check out www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com. Because if you ain't networking with Phenomenal, you're wasting time. Let's get into this track right here by Chrome Call Woman. Let's get it.
Smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up, cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you was wishing. Smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up, cause you're still living, even though this ain't the life you envision. Good girl gone bad, now fuck that. She had the world on her shoulders like a hunchback. Only child, her pop she ain't know. And her mom passed away when she was barely four. So the odds are stacked high, no time to cry. She lives with her aunt but still has survived on her own. Cause even her aunt ain't grown. Her man gets home and beats both of them. She feel like she can't win, her walls are caving in. She at a house party just drinking with some friends. They offer do a line, she can't refuse. Wakes up in the morning drunk and confused. There was blood everywhere, she just has on shoes. Come to find out she gang raped by some dudes, damn. They never caught a single one. 9 months later gave birth to a son. She stares in his eyes, can't help but cry. Promises to give him everything in his sight. Kisses him on the forehead as if to say goodbye. But only to her past cause she ready to live a life. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up cause you still living, even though this ain't the life you was wishing. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up cause you still living, even though this ain't the life you envision. Now Diane was the epitome of what women wish to be. Could have been a model for Maxim or Louis V. Found middle school love, felt she had the one. Dropped it all on the fam, so she started one. At first no regrets and it turned ugly quick. He be gone weeks at a time, it wasn't shit. If she questioned he was playing until he knocked her out. Said she never be shit if she ain't like it, move out. He kicked those and bust licks to make ends meet. Killed a nigga, next stop penitentiary. No thing, just the same routine. While she at home alone, wishing it was a dream. Then the day finally came, he got sent away. She felt lost like she didn't know to find a way. Turned on the TV, sat down and cried. Heard a man talking about the struggles he survived. Said with God on his side, it changed it all. It finally made sense like he gave her a call. She knew what to do, no more looking back. Time to move forward, get life back on track. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up cause you still living, even though this ain't the life you was wishing. For the smart, beautiful, independent women who always take out more than they give in. Keep your head up, cause you still living, even though this ain't the life you envision. It never ceases to amaze me what y'all overcome. Stand your ground while other people hide and run. No fear, just pain rests in your heart. Yeah, you're indestructible, book and street smart. Defying all odds, stronger than the ox. Don't like to fight, but you ain't a punk, you down the box. Handle biz, make moves, you a boss. Real as they come, so you never ever double cross. That's why I love y'all beautiful women. God's creation from what a man's vision. It's a man's world, now it's y'all. So stay tall and always reach for the stars. It's got a limit, but you already know that. So live for the moment, smile, Kodak. Be thankful for all that you have, and throw all your problems back in the trash. But to y'all women, we pull up with a lot of our shit. Just wanted to let you know we appreciate it.
This morning found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me 1,000 times more. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her, didn't mean her. I really love this whole music thing. Since I was a child, it's been my dream. I can't support her, treat her, and spoil her. You know, buy her the finer thing. But I forgot about loving her. Damn the money, diamonds, and pearls. What about the hard day she had with the baby? All she needs is for me.
Yeah.
that's my boy right there, Anthony Hamilton with Charlene. He's still making classic music to this day. Big shout out to you, Anthony Hamilton. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I'm mixing that business with pleasure, baby. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. We got a lot of music that we're going to be playing tonight, of course. Every Saturday, Diva goes through all the fabulous music that you wonderful artists send us. And we showcase it here. And we also want the business owners to call up to showcase their business as well. Let's go to the hotline and get some love. My future husband is live on the line. Money Mo. Money Mo, what's going on, baby?
What's poppin', Diva?
Come on home to me. Money Mo, stop playing.
You already know, Diva, yo. You know what I mean? Coming through the show, love. You know what I mean? It's definitely a good thing. Always on that grind. That's what's up. You know what I mean? Always steady working. Always see people working 24/7. So, you know what I mean? If you're working crazy, you're good on my side. You already know that.
Most definitely. Money Mo, you got a lot of things that you always working on. Of course, you a boss in your own sense. Let everybody know that's listening. And big shout out to everybody that's listening on their phones, on TuneIn Radio, that's on the website, that's on a call line. I see you, everybody that's online. And also, big shout out to HME Radio, who is syndicating Diva Spot Radio Show tonight. Money Mo, let them know about your business and what you got going on. Also, how to contact you.
You know what I mean? I'm an independent artist, and I do everything myself as far as, you know, engineering, videos. I do everything, you know what I mean? And I'm on that piff with 2 mixtapes in, you know what I'm saying? They're doing their numbers, which is Face the Music Body Bag Edition and Face the Music More Body Bag. I'm currently working on my EP, which is it's called Money, which is abbreviation, Moving Over Niggas Every Year. And I'm working on the album, Face the Music, which is straight the album, you know what I mean? And that's all, nobody had no songs from that yet. Like, I'm like 2 songs done with that, you know what I mean? So the actual album is going to drop probably in November around my birthday and everything. And the EP, I'm dropping in like another week or so. So I'm going to keep everybody updated with that. But you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, not me at I Am Money Mo. You can follow me on Facebook at Money Mo Got Bars. And I'm on YouTube, Ball Rock Framing 07 or I Am Money Mo. You can definitely check out the videos and everything. You know what I mean? I'm on, it's my URL, .com/IAmMoneyMo. So the link will take you to everything I'm doing right now. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's basically the whole format for it right there.
Big shout out to It's My URLs. I got a shout out from them the other day. I was looking on my timeline and I'm like, yo, It's My URL shouted out to Diva. So I definitely appreciate seeing It's My URLs promoting the Diva. That feels very good. You know, It's My URLs is such a great tool to use, especially if you got a lot of websites. Money Mo, you have a lot of websites. You have a very strong internet presence, online and offline as well. So that's super crazy right there. If you got a lot of links and a lot of websites and URLs, you want to go to www.itsmyurls.com and build your profile there. And it looks real sweet when you send it on your phone. Like instead of texting your book or whatever, it looks so professional, and that's what it's all about. Money Mo, for those who want to collab on a record with you, those who want to do business with you, what are the top 3 things that they need to be prepared with before they even tweet you, call you, anything?
Yeah, it's real simple. First off, the first thing you gotta have bars. Like, that's the number one thing I go by. Like, bars is, that's basically what you, as if you're talking in a regular daily, day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have bars. Like, you gotta live what you speak about. And bars is just not putting words together. When I say bars, I mean, You gotta really live everything that you're saying. I don't wanna see you talking about this and that, and then I'm looking at the profile and you all booed up, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really portray that, you know what I mean? But that's one thing. Another thing is your grind has to be heavy, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be constantly working, you know what I mean? And number three is, you know what I mean, you gotta the way you come at me, it's like, yo, what's good? Like, you gotta have, like, you know what I mean, your presence, the way you present yourself, you gotta also be good too, you know what I mean? Because I see that, because if I'm coming at somebody and I want to collab with them, I'm coming at them in a certain way, not just saying, like, yo, what up, let's do a collab. Like, nah, that's not happening. You know what I mean? You gotta be like, you know what I mean? Y'all check out my music before, like, y'all was checking out your joints. You know what I mean? I was really, you gotta be an actual listener before you even come at me to talk about collab just because of my name. Like, it's not gonna happen. So,
that was basically,
you know, everybody be like, yo, I mean, like, just think about it. Somebody see, like, yo, like, for instance, Meek Mill. Like, yo, Meek Mill, I want to do a track with you. Like, they're just going off of the strength because his name, you know what I mean? Like, even when he first got signed with us, like, they just see his name. So, like, yo, Meek Mill, like, just, they see his name everywhere, so they want to be on it. But you're not actually knowing this man's grind and his struggle before he even got on, which makes it, I like to have a certain bond with a person I'm doing a song with, you know what I mean? Because you gotta have that connection. People is actually living, like, listening to it. They're not seeing you in the studio with that next person. They're hearing that song, so you gotta have a certain connection that's gonna drive from actually the ears to the heart, you know what I mean? You can actually feel like track when you're listening to it. So that's the big situation.
Having a connection is so important, especially when you're doing business. If you just jumping on somebody's bandwagon, and that's what I call it, or coattail. You know, everybody want to ride your coattail, but when it's time to get it clean, they bouncing. You don't just jump on somebody's brand like that. That's more like a groupie. Like, you know, of course, people have questions to ask you. How did you hear about me? You know, what do you like about my music, or what do you like about my show? If you just jumping on my brand because you see all my followers on Twitter, you see my presence on and offline, nobody wants to do business like that. That's the same thing, and now that we mixing business with pleasure, and Money Meek, I see you with your hand, I'm about to open up the line for you. But this is what I want to say for those who out there that's job hunting, and you keep applying for jobs online, which is fine, but you want to get direct approach. You want to first, when you're going to go into any establishment, they say you have to apply online. Most likely they have a computer right there or something like that. But go in, get the application, bring your resume, your cover letter, and your references. These are the three things that you need to have in a notepad, you know, because you want to be able to say, when can I follow up with you? But get physical action with people and build a relationship. Because you can get an interview right on the spot, right then and there. That's what you call building a relationship. When you go into any spot, that front desk chick right there, you know, ask them, is the manager in? Look professional. Bring you like a little, well, not the folders, but the little black briefcases, the thin ones or the small ones you can get from Staples or something like that. You ain't really got to have nothing in there. You just look important. When you come, how you doing today? My name is Ebony B. Is the manager in? I would like to speak to him or her. And they'll say in reference to, I wanted to see if there's any job openings or, you know, speak to the handman in charge, basically. So you can give your resume to the cashier. They may be having a bad day or giving it to the rep, and they'll trash your joint right after you leave out. And that's the same thing with building a connection with radio station and artists. Hit them directly. I don't want to go through your middleman. Me personally, I can't stand going through managers, PRs, and A&Rs. I'd rather get right to the artist. I don't have time to be playing with you. Ain't nobody got time for this. Let's open up the line from Money Meek is live in the building. Money Meek, I got my sight zone, baby. What's going on, baby?
What's good with you, Diva Mary Kay? I got my sight zone, baby.
You already know, we mixing that business with pleasure. We're about to follow. We played you join at the top of the show, drop a body on them, and we're about to get into some more music. Of course, my future husband, Money Mo, is on the line. I know he's waiting on me. I'm going to stack another 2 mil, baby, and I'm coming. Don't worry about that. Stack another 2 mil. I'm coming.
Okay. Like, shout out to Money Mo, you know, doing his thing, all the artists out there doing their thing. You know, definitely shout out to D-Man K, you know, for having an independent spot where artists can get their wave out there. Definitely shout out to, you know, Trey Black. You know, it's a big movement. Right now, we got a lot of great things going on. You can still look out for the mixtape coming September 1st with Young Jeezy. You know what I mean? Number 20 on his joint with Crack Reload. That's definitely a response back from the Uncle Murder Warning song for those that don't know. And also for the response for the, you know, Waka Flocka Ain't Not Mink. You know, if you look into the archives, the only thing that dropped anything with Money Mink on the back this year, last year, you know, holding up with Jersey. So, you know, that's the response from all that. But until then, you know, get your hands up and party along. Got a lot of work coming.
And that's what's up. Money Mink and Money Mo. Money Mink is in Jersey. Money Mo, you over there in New York. So, you know, you guys need to check out each other's network. I know y'all schedules is busy, but I'm definitely looking for some type of Christmas song going into New Year's coming in, a collab. If you guys got time, I think that would be a good collab right there. Most definitely, because both of y'all got bars.
Yeah, we definitely can work. That's definitely can. I mean, like, as long as, I mean, it's all copacetic, everything is Gucci. Like, I mean, I work hard. I know he working hard. You know what I mean? Shout out to Money Geek. You know what I mean? So, it's whatever. Like, I'm only a tweet away. Like, you know what I mean? I am Money Mo. That's my Twitter. I mean, you can hit me up on that joint. It's definitely could go down.
I am Mrs. Money Mo. It's coming soon. Stay tuned.
Okay, staying here, we definitely can hook up Money Mo. You can definitely get with me on the 862. You know, you get that from Diva. And maybe we can come together and put the waves together, man. We do your studio or mine. Whatever, how I go down, man. We can make it happen.
Yes, sir.
You already know, you guys are now tuned in to Steffi Game of Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. I'm mixing that business with pleasure. We're about to get into a hot track by Money Mo, a.k.a. my future husband, coming real soon. Yeah, I'm flirting tonight, baby. It's going down. Matter of fact, make sure y'all go get some Moscato. It's definitely bare feet and get you some Hennessy.
It's just stuck on you and the classy old.
I like this track right here called With Me. Money Mo know I listen to his music, but I'm always looking for a different side of him, and he gave it to me. So check this track out right here. It's called This Money Mo With Me. Sorry.
She said she wanna smoke with me, yeah. So let's smoke,
so let's smoke, so let's smoke.
She said she wanna coast with me, yeah. So let's coast,
let's coast, so let's coast, so let's coast.
'Cause I'm in and she in and we winning, no stopping. I'll give you my all, nothing less, and I promise just have hope with me, yeah. And you know,
and you know.
Roll it up, baby, and just tell me what's on your mind. When I pull my next cup so I can tell you what's on mine. I ain't gonna never break your heart, 'cause I got your back just like your spine. I could treat you like my queen and turn your water into wine. Just give me all your time and I'ma show you I can last. I'ma neutralize your thoughts so you can forget about your past. Gotta smoke that love slow, 'cause I don't want us burning fast. I could teach you how to love, but you just gotta come to class. Here we go, I want you to know, paint your feelings and watch it grow. I'm your water and you're my boat. I'm your sweater and you're my coat. You bring me high when I get low, you pick me up. When I get broke, if I get stuck, you make me flow. Tell you the rest is low, that's
coke.
You
wanna smoke with me, yeah.
So let's smoke,
let's smoke, so let's smoke.
She says you wanna coast with me, yeah.
So let's coast,
so let's coast, so let's coast, so let's coast. 'Cause I'm in and she in and we winning, no stopping. I'll give you my all, nothing less, and I promise just have hope with me, yeah. And you know,
you know.
baby so amazing. Her body, no statement. All we need is a place and some time. Let's make it blazing. My name, money, but she still think I'm more basic. It's the cars and the clothes, but love, you can't replace it. I show her how to play it. I dealt her a good hand. She put the pieces together to get her a good man. Well, I'm a good nigga and I'm focused on good plans. So throw away your blueprint, cause shorty, I'm the movement. The movement is moving, just don't go abuse it. I ain't stuck on stupid, just stuck on you and the classy old ways and the things that you say and the way that you walk and the way that you wave. Yeah, baby, so amazing, I can sense when she around. Got me waiting for my time and I just wish that it was now. Time is ticking and my feelings got me bouncing off the ground. When it come, just know it's going down, down.
She says you wanna smoke with me, yeah,
yeah.
So let's smoke,
so let's smoke, so let's smoke.
She says she wanna coast with me, yeah,
yeah.
So let's coast,
so let's coast, so let's coast.
Cause I'm in and she in and we winning, no stopping. I'll give you my all, nothing less. And I promise, just have hope with me, yeah,
yeah.
And you know,
and you know, and you know.
She says you wanna smoke with me, yeah,
yeah.
So let's smoke,
so let's smoke, so let's smoke.
She says you wanna coast with me, yeah,
yeah.
So let's go,
let's go, let's go.
Cause I'm in and she in and we winning, no stopping. I'll give you my all, nothing less. And I promise, just have hope with me, yeah,
yeah.
And you know,
and you know, and you know.
Shout out to Money Mo on that track right there. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, a.k.a. Diva Mary Kay, a.k.a. Miss Motivation, baby. Make sure you call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, you can jump in my chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Big shout out and Diva shout out and Diva love to everybody that's tuned in to Tune In Radio on Diva Spot Radio. Make me a present. Go ahead and download the AMP Tune In Radio to your iPad, your Android, your iPhone. Download that AMP and search Diva Spot Radio, also Phenomenal Radio, and make us your present. You can listen to us on the go, in the gym, on your way to work. Y'all know how we get down. Make sure you go to www.phenomenalradio.blogspot.com and check out all the wonderful things that we are doing for the independent artists. We, our whole motto was put in the power of the industry in the independent hands. Let us motivate you, man. We got Kano the Pyro here. And Kano, I'm about to play that track too as soon as it finished loading. By Chris Ness, called Skinnos and Ice Tea. Money Mo and Money Meek, y'all gonna want to stay tuned for this one. It's a good one. Hey,
yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Grandmama's going to be doing this shit. Shout out to the homie Christmas, man. He was like the first homie I met when I came from Florida to California at Canyon Springs High School, man. He was the first nigga that I linked up with, man. So big ups to him, man. And I definitely salute everything he got for his career now. It's a good look. Great quality music. Person, man. Y'all get to know him. Follow him on Twitter, Chris_Mitch.
Chris Ness got a nice little following, too, and that's one thing that Money Mo taught me, because Money Mo's been a download baby. He's more, you know, into different things now and matured in his career, but, you know, Money Mo taught me, like, yo, your following is very important. You know, why should I follow you if you don't have a following? And I was like,
yeah, and knowing your audience, too, if you're an artist or you're a radio host or you're a model, know your audience. Know how to connect to your audience.
Damn, for those who don't know how to connect to their audience, of course, you're mixing this business with pleasure. Go ahead and drop some jewels on Kano.
Yeah, basically, you know, take advantage of all these social networks right now. Don't just compress your stuff to just Twitter and Facebook. They got thousands and hundreds and different social networks you need to get involved with. Something that Diva always mentioned is registering your music. It's trying to find like
like-minded people that can help you, even if it's a whole different type of business, but it can relate to yours. So me as a radio host, I can reach out to a magazine. You're like, look, I can do this for you. You can do this for me. You know what I mean? But it's like,
that definitely makes sense. And your offline presence too. I think a lot of people get stuck behind these computers. Get up off your ass and do something in the community. I don't know why they're so content. Oh, follow me on Facebook. Check me out on Twitter. Big shout out to Manuel with F Your Swag song. I'm glad he edited that for me.
Yeah,
F Your Swag. F Your Swag, yo. Get up off behind these screens because they ain't doing nothing but damaging your eyes anyway. And get out to the community. Do some shows at a couple of spots. Do a couple of charities events. Do something for the kids. Like, you know, if you online all day,
Yeah, nigga, you gotta, don't get stationed into that TV, man, or that computer, man, because you're going to be tangled in.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yo, Diva. Yeah.
definitely lead you to the water because some of y'all thirsty. Big shout out to the East Coast. Only the East Coast know about that right there. You play that joint in the club, watch what happens. Diva Ebony B said it, and my mic needed some water, too, because it just died out of nowhere. Thank you. Thank you, microphone. I appreciate that. We got Money Mo, Money Meek, and Kano the Pyro from HME Radio Live in the building. Man, I wanted to talk about this whole online presence and taking it offline, because if I see you tweeting 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, it ain't promotion. Like, come on now. I know like we said before, people wake up in the morning before they brush their teeth, they pick up their phone. But I'm going to start with you, Money Mo. You know, just a few jewels to drop out there. We're having not only an online present, but an offline present. Money Mo?
Yeah, I'm here. My fault. But you got to have both of that, the online and offline. You know what's crazy? I can speak on that right now. Because I have seen, you know what I mean, some dude I was talking to, and I don't want to say no names and everything, but he was hitting me up on Facebook, Twitter, blah, blah. See him, yo, he's totally, like, shaking and shit. Like, that's like, I don't, you know what I mean, you have a good presence online, but then offline is just, like, nothing to be said, like, just straight silence. I mean, that's why a lot of people are not really on a job like that. You got to have the whole package on that state. But I guess that's what I mean. That's just how they give it up. But you know me, if you see me in person, Diva, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I most definitely hit me up personally. And Money Meek, you do a lot of performances. So how important is it to have an offline present? You know, when, not comparing it to an online present, but how important is it to get out there and get active and into these clubs and whatnot and doing these events?
For the first move, you got to always remember, first and foremost, safety is a must. You know, you try to have you a couple of guys with you that you know going to stick to, you know, because things happen in these clubs. You know, they get up in there, they get a little saucy, you know, and they ain't thinking right. So, you know, safety is a must. You make sure you have your security tight. You know, you always get that, you know, that prayer, that little meeting before you go in. We all came together, we lead together. Keep your team strong in there. And, you know, you're going for your performance, man. You know, don't even worry about who opposed what. You know, just go up there and do your performance and do what you got to do, man. You know, it's definitely to bring the meal ticket home, and that's just what it is, man. Well,
that's what's up. Kano the Pyro?
Yeah, I think the fans appreciate a little bit more, man, when they can see you out there and really can certify you like, man, yeah, dude be in the streets too. You know what I mean? Dude handed me his own flyer. Like, man, you just don't know the power of that right there, man. The fans love to see you active, man. Definitely for the community. You know, if you're doing something for the kids, the back-to-school situations coming up, definitely get involved with the community a little bit more and let them know, man, it ain't all about this riff-raffing on tracks. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can definitely feel that. And also for the presentation and the professionalism of it, if you're performing somewhere or somebody has booked you to perform at a venue, let alone with them paying you, you should have a media table. A media table is very important. This gives you the opportunity to connect with those who watch your performance and those who want to network and connect with you later. That way you can have, of course, your flyers with all your information on it, anything that's up and coming out, your CDs, and any merchandise that you will be selling that day and signing, because they're going to want to take pictures with you. They're going to want to talk to you. This is so important. I have seen so many artists get booked for events, and they're like, yeah, Diva, I'm getting booked for this event. You know, they holler at me about promo to get on the package or whatever, but a couple of questions is, your music register? Okay, cool. Money Meek put dropped a good jewel right there with security, especially in different places. And then the last is, do you have a media table? They should be offering you this because, first of all right, you're paying me, but then I'm bringing in the crowd, too. I'm promoting this. So I want people to connect with me afterwards. So I just think that's so, 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 so important. Mix the business with pleasure, baby.
I mean, adds on to your resume, man. Adds on to your to the fans giving real testimonials, man. Like, man, I seen dudes in the streets for real.
You're right. It does give you credibility. Like, yo, he was out here. He was out here in Southside Jamaica, Queens. He was out there in New Vegas. He was out there in Brick City. He's out here in Seattle. They out here in the community. You know, I can sit online all day and be this internet celebrity, but that's just being popular. That ain't being effective. You can download my shit all day. That don't mean that I did anything for the community. And after a while, people going to get tired of you. Like, you're going to get, what am I trying to say? You're going to get blended in with the rest of all, everybody else's tweeting, post on Facebook. So you already know. We mix the business and pleasure. Step, go ahead.
Shout out to my homie YA the Poet out here, man, in Vegas. He's doing big things for the community. He got the Rappers versus basketball game coming up. He got the back to school thing with the kids, giving the kids free haircuts and stuff.
I'm
gonna definitely get some more information on that, man. Right now.
Get the information on it. And when we come back from this music, either post it in the chat room, we're going to broadcast it live. I think that's pretty good to have a barber on site, have a hairstylist on site, send these babies back to school with these book bags. You know, you're getting your income tax after that anyway. If you a nonprofit or a 305C or if you a LLC, you can write this off. But, you know, we did that over here. Our back to school blowout is actually next Friday coming up, and we got 1,600 book bags full of school supplies. Thank you, YMCA. Thank you, Boys and Girls Club. Thank you, Urban League. Thank you, J Entertainment. Thank you, Dr. Dia. Thank you, Annette Ramsey. Thank you, Phenomenal Radio. Thank everybody for all their support and all their donations and their contacts, too. Oh, thank you, Ms. Robin, the delegate from the Barack Obama camp. Thank you, Queen, for all your donations, and it feels so good to see my babies go back to school with their book bags and to see these parents happy. Let's get into this Chris Ness right here, Skittles and Iced Tea, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. My big mama gonna be feeling this shit. Go ahead, go on, boy. Now don't be walking while you black, man. They killing brothers over Skittles and iced teas, man. Now would you look at these niggas and all these folk who act like being niggas? But the truth is, they nothing like we are. They wanna be us, but really they don't wanna be a nigga. I got a good feeling this year. We all go get on, man. We cool in the direction I was headed. And they saying perfection's unreal. Watch your boy get it. I can feel it, baby. I'm closer than ever. So all them pretty pictures I was clipping out of Vogue. And pinning on mama's walls and the type that I be dating. But aside from all the glamour shit, I'm really for the art. Yeah. Instead of chasing money, I know I'm just gonna fuck off. It's just stop worrying about it. Your head straighten up. Sister, I'ma love you regardless. Even with the hair wraps and the cuck above. You the shit, black queen. Mother love, would you look at us? Just look at us and how they doing us. Man, they kill Lil Trey. They kill Huey P. They kill Fred Hampton. They shot him in his sleep. They killed the Bercy boys. They hung him from a tree. They killed Troy Davis. Fuck the police. But niggas still don't understand. Today is not a mistake. It's all a part of the plan. That if the crooked government just can raise the stakes, even you ain't fake. It's the heart of a black man. That's why we stay hard headed. Fighting over land we don't own. Killing our own. But be mad when the cops do it. These little niggas confused. Cut off that BET. Think on your own. Cause Mr. I'm so swaggy won't save you. And racks on racks on racks won't raise you. From a grave brought about from a fable. Put together by some niggas just to entertain you. But your mama gonna be feeling this shit like. Go ahead, go on, boy. Big mama gonna be feeling this shit. Go we still in this shit.
This song is dedicated to the family of Trayvon Martin, the family of Kenneth Chamberlain, the family of Troy Davis, the family of Kendrick McDade, the family of Wendell Allen, the family of Oscar Grant, and all the other families that have lost in the struggle. I know it's not much. Start though, right? Just for Trayvon, baby.
All hits,
all the time.
Orphan.
Yeah, I love it when you love me, baby. Yeah, I love it when you love me.
About your loving, kissing and hugging, it's ecstasy. All my complications, you came in and raised them, setting me free. And I don't wanna take your loving for granted, Lord knows I don't. But you make loving so easy. And all I got to say is, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, loving you. Forget you stayed on my mind. Simple little thing like being your king took all my time. And every situation you and I were placed in, we always shine. And that's why you're mine. Besides, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real. And I can't help how I feel, love, love. Then we apply, and I deserve what is coming, cause I do try, giving my everything, all will come in due time, day in, day out, all year round, your love is real, and I can't help how I feel, love, love in you.
Sometimes I gotta explain it to explaining it just don't work.
All year round, your love is real.
But I can try.
I
know that look, that smile, that feel, that touch, even that taste. Your love is real, baby. Every up, every down, every left, every right.
We in it to win it, 'cause we give all these pretty women everything.
be ready to fuck. You know a little goofy love, so keep showing us up. And throw your fucking hands up. If you high like me, and you a VIP. Look how we up in the game for the letter P. A O F, say it loudly. Put your hands in the air, say it proudly. A O F, how it sound be? Sound like it's ready to me. Bring your cap D. We in VIP, but you know I dig. So come and put your hands up if you high like me.
Yeah. pooper, pooper, scoop me while you out walking your dog. I'm the shit.
Refugee.
Bible, yeah, we are who we are. And if I'm a falling star, I'm the one you wish upon. Craft dead to the earth to create a new form of intelligence. Henceforth, forever since the righteousness, blasphemy, the lies, consumers. Now we dying and we give a loud roar like the lion standing and not lying. So welcome in the mic and feelings and ferocious. Cause you could never beat the notion. The force is strong with this one like young Padawan to Yoda. I see you play the game focus, and I'm just playing my hand. Descending of original man, something you just couldn't understand or couldn't fathom. The information that I gather, encrypted with the martial arts just in case of battle. Perpetuate your attitudes of haters, now they startle. Got to get them back in line to you tomorrow.
Yeah, you know my bro T-Ron, he was telling me the other day. He was like, man, you know what, some of the music you don't even need hooks on. Because, you know, the music will talk to the people and it's strong enough. You know, so I just figured, you know, with the hey, you know, I just let it ride out the way it's supposed to ride out. What's up, bro? Keep it moving.
Yo, started with a little bit, not enough to ball, but the flow stayed with me and it grew upon the mall. Now the wordplay is no game at all. Burn flame that is tall, made way through the fog and still hit with ya. Versus hit split like the swisher, off the rig to get the pitcher, go figure. This is my earthquake, worst case I leave you with the mark of my birthplace, LA. Now what you got to say, mouth closed, eyes open, and listen up to the lyrical master as he paints a picture of connection like the hand of glove. Don't push or shove, there's enough for everyone to get. So demanding when I spit it, so gifted, so unwrap the present and give it to the next man, women and children, so they can expand. That's the ultimate plan, at least that's mine. Travel with them to the stars to make sure they shine.
You know what it is, it's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, mixing that business with pleasure. Call me up at 347-850-1521, that's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, make sure you jump in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, or you can listen live on the website. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com. I wanted to talk a little bit about websites, I think, and blogs, because we got this whole thing out here, and everybody has their own perception and about websites. Oh, this person only got a website. This person only have a blog. The purpose of a website is for you to have all your information up there, or anything that you are affiliated with, and anybody that you support on your website, and also a contact form on there. I've seen a lot of websites that I go to, and they don't have the contact form where you can submit your name and your telephone number and a little message about why you are contacting them or why you were on their site or what ideas you may have. Now, on the other hand, a blog is cool, too. The blog is what you're blogging about, basically what I'm talking about. You're blogging about things that you're doing in and out of the community, you know, top stories that you feel are relevant to be on your blog, organizations and people you support. So the only difference that I believe, and Money Me, you can help me out with this, the only difference that I see with a website and a blog is a blog is just basically chatting about things in general, and the website is more directed to what you are doing. So what's your feedback on that money meet?
I think you're definitely right. You definitely should have a designated home spot, you know, if you're doing any business, especially if you only got one hustle, you know what I mean? And that's definitely just your one hustle. You definitely got to put that thing together, dude. It works.
I don't overstand, because when you understand, leave it as when you be believed. When you understand something, it's limited information you have. When you overstand something, you have unlimited information. I don't understand or overstand why some people or some quote-unquote, and I'm putting my two fingers up in the air, don't respect blogs as a place to go. What do you feel? Because, you know, I don't have a website or it doesn't say .com that I'm not doing business. I didn't get that. Someone else told me that. Another business owner told me that. I just think it's flat out stupid.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. Like I said, you know, if you got one hustle, then you need to keep that thing tight. If you don't see nobody with that, then maybe then they got more than just one hustle, or they need to get their thing tight. So then, you know, it could go each way, but I definitely agree with you. If you bought your business and you're on your JOB, you definitely need a designated spot where they get all your archive, your forums, all your information. Yeah, word.
Yeah, regardless if it's a blog or not, as long as you got somewhere online, you know, for people to go and view the things that you're doing, to archive your music, download your music, download, and I need to set my game up on that, too. I could actually put the link on to download my shows on the blog or on the website, but I really don't feel like that's necessary, which it really is, because I should be putting it everywhere, but I will want people to go to the Blog Talk Radio site to be able to see all my shows and to download all my shows, not just particularly download one show that's just posted on a website. I don't overstand. I don't see the significance of how that's going to help me as a radio personality and as a business owner.
Wow.
One thing that I wanted to talk about as far as what radio stations. Syndication. I've been studying syndication for the last 3 months now, hard, and it's going to continue. But one thing I have learned, we mix in business with pleasure, of course, and about syndicating, if you're trying to get your show syndicated and you're trying to get it on other radio stations, just like an artist, you need to have a demo too. At least a 5-minute demo of your show. You need to put together a demo, something good, a good show, so they can, and make sure that when you're, don't just send it out to everybody, we talked about this, but make sure you looking at the stations, you support the stations, you listen to the station where you're sending your segment to be on their station, and also a following is important. Some radio stations are going to want you to pay for airtime. Some radio stations are not going to want you to pay for airtime. But if you want to build a relationship and be prepared with your 5-minute demo, of course, your EPK, your electronic press kit, also your following, and all your links. I can't say this enough. Make sure your links are active. It is such a turnoff for business owners and people who are looking to do business with you and say, yeah, I'm doing this. I got over 6,000 followers. I got all these networks to support, 13 other shows rocking with me. Go to www.divasfyradio.com and the link don't work. What you think happens after that when somebody click on your link? And that's just like you telling me to call you on the phone and your phone number disconnected.
You definitely discourage your consumer. Diva to comment on that, and you definitely, you know, you get them to run around. They definitely need somewhere direct. Yeah. That's protocol.
I like what you said right there, Money Meek. You discourage your consumer. Wow. Wow. You are discouraging me from doing business with you. Like, for real. Or try to have, like, sometimes, I know, sometimes you can't pay the bill right then and there. You may want to say, hey, hit me up on my email. Give an alternate. You know, if you know you're not going to have no minutes and you know your joint is going to be off for a few days until you get paid your weekly, bi-weekly, first of the month, first of 15, however you get it, you know.
Well, because things happen, you know, first.
Yes, they do. I mean, I know it's times that I didn't pay my phone bill because I consider my life insurance more important than a phone bill. Word up.
We all think to it.
For real, I mean, it's a blessing that I've had my number for 8 years. I don't want to change it. It's connected to a lot of things in my life and to a lot of people in my life, so I refuse to change the number. I'm over here in West Coast, in Seattle, Washington, but I still got my Jersey number. I still got my Roselle number. I'm not going to change it, but, you know, have an alternate, like being, you know, very clear and being honest about your situation. Ah, Money Meek, I got to tell you about this. And I'm putting people on blast, too. Best believe I'll put you on blast on, it doesn't matter, Frontline Fridays, Steppy Game on Saturdays, Spiritual Feeding Sundays. But I had this radio station reach out to me to link up with me, which is all cool. I'm all for networking. I'm all for it. But he goes in to say, oh, I got all these followers on Twitter, and I'm networking. We got over... what do you say, 50 different fan pages and blah, 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 blah. So I just let him talk on. I didn't want to interrupt him. So he goes to say all of this, and I go to check out his whole situation, and he got about 100 and some change followers on Twitter. He got about 53 likes a fan page on Facebook. What else was it? I went to Google him. Nothing really came up. But if you're a new booty starting off, just say it. You know, you would be surprised how many people want to help you when you first starting off than you trying to portray an image that you're not. Because basically what that put in my eyes of him right now is basically he's fronting and he's a liar. And I don't want to connect my brand to that. I have the option. I'd rather for you to keep it 1,000 with me and say, hey, I'm a new station. This is what we do on our station. This is what we support. We see that you support the same thing and we got the same vision. We wanted to link up with you. We can do some cross-promotion and do some business together. What's the criteria? We can go from there. Because... you know, being that he didn't come at me like that, all I'm looking is he's trying to pick my brain for my ideals and steal my flag. That's it. It happened so many times. People will sit up under you, sit up under your team, come to your show, support your movement, but they taking notes. And if there's nothing wrong with learning from people before you. I really take the time out to research Steve Harvey. Big shout out to Steve Harvey. He definitely retired from comedy, so big shout out to him. Angie Martinez is another person that I study. Michael Bazin is another person that I study. These are the pioneers before me in radio. I'm learning from them, but I'm not going to take exactly what they've done and what they have and just repeat it. That's disrespectful and very, very shallow at the end of the day. But on that note, it's just, let's just keep it 100, y'all. Let's just keep 100 what we do and conduct business right and help each other, help me help you. Because I'm going to help you help me. That's the only thing that I can do at the end of the day, mixing business with pleasure. I mean, and that's another thing. I had a bad experience with mixing business with pleasure. I didn't realize what I was doing at first because I was too busy having fun. But, you know, those in your team, because you're going to get people in your team that get fussy. I call them fussy people. I call them fussy fuckers at the end of the day. They feel some type of way. Why I'm not getting shine? Why this not happening for me? Why I'm not going out to events? Why I didn't get my passport? When my album coming out? Blah blah blah. Recognition, like they need attention and they need rec, and that all comes from the leader motivating your team. But when you get some fussy people, you gotta kind of like how you do a rose. You're pruning the rose. You gotta clip off the dead things. You gotta let them know, look, this is where I'm at in life. This is where I'm going. I just need to know if you can support me or not. Just because we paid it don't mean everything is okay. You dig? It's your girl Diva Ebony Bean. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game on Saturday. We mix the business with pleasure. We're about to get into another music mix. 347-850-1521 is your ticket to get aboard this shit, baby. Let's go. Get a kiss. Just because we paid.
You know, Poobs, in the Bible they say money is the root of all evil. Need I say more? Staring at the clouds, looking out the jet window, puffing on the loud, thinking about my dead kin folks. I was always taught to let it go until the pen broke. Would the outcome have been the same if I'd have been broke? Still going through it though, flow is still fluid though. Money can't stop the pain, it can soothe it though. You don't maintain your sanity, you can lose it, yo. Trick it all on a coke whore or a music hoe. Business is all risky. At the end of the day, hundreds is all crispy. Yeah, nigga, I'm in that thing, you can't miss me. A bad bitch on her way to come twist me. That don't mean shit, though. The pounds and the bricks go. Dealing with some issues that currency can't fix, though. Stressed out, so we smoking that and drinking that. Meanwhile, you probably looking at us and you thinking that.
Just cause we pay.
Sometimes it's a warning, so I wake up and try to make a million every morning. You ain't gotta rap to feel the way I'm on it. Hustler's mentality is still the way I'm on it. Frowns, smiles, tribulations, trials, heroin in the bags, crack in the valves. So raspy T, snapback in the khakis. If he got all the money, why he ain't never happy? Real recognize real, why he ain't never dap me? He follow me on Twitter, but he ain't never at me. New 7 series, wishing they made a wagon. Situations be real, more than you can imagine. Royalty is something you can't worship, and loyalty is something you can't purchase. Going through it, so I'm smoking that and drinking that. And when you see me, automatically you thinking that.
Just cause we pay.
Most high, without a doubt, hands down, we the most fly. Whole group in the truth, nigga, no lie. Chipped in, first advance, bought a whole pie. Butternats till infinity. I'm just one third of the Trinity. Top five when you think of rap. Now that you know, you can stop thinking that.
Just gonna be
Radio on the spot, on the grind. Grind.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Fridays,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
Money making. Deep. Mr. Exclusive, what you call me when I step on the scene? They look at the feet, be like the kids so clean. Fresh new jeans, pocket full of green. Got the sun, jealous of the way I'm shining with the bling. Style so extreme, makeover couldn't redo me. My G, I'm so fly, fly like the birds. I'm high off the oof, I got everybody attention. The way that I'm glistening, see status, what you missing? Boston fitted, and I'll pull low at Air Maxes on my feet. I'm fresh as like the booby, yet the market my G. When it comes to the swag on me, you can't touch me. Can't tell me nothing like a Kanye G. I'm so fly, so fresh, ready, yeah, homeboy like Cali, the best, homie, just listen and just rest and pay attention and learn how you can get like this, maybe.
New shit, old shit, I stack money, you fold it, catch me with a new chick, why you be with my old chick, why you be pointing out, me, I'm pursuing, every time you think you caught up, I Kawasaki boom quick, yeah, I be on that new bitch, why you be on that old bitch, yeah.
Watch me fly past, kick so fly like 800 on a dash. Leave me now, you don't, cause I'm gone. Kawasaki Zoom on suckers with no bone. Left black, I'm on, hoping I get on. Swag weigh a ton, but serving it by the throne. The skyscraper, the flow, let's see if they like that. If not, them goons be stomping them doormats. I'm packing up my bag, no holding your boy bad. I love chasing this tag, some haters, they hate that. Flyer that I get, the flyer that I spit. The rap game of Kamola, I'm flying while I stack money, you fold it. Nuclear explosion, cold day in hell, besides I got focus. Hot cause I'm toasting, new tech I'm posting. Old tech ain't golden, hits so y'all know me.
New shit, old shit, I stack money, you fold it. Catch me with a new chick, why you be with my old chick? Why you be finding out? Me, I'm pursuing, every time you think you caught up, I Kawasaki boom quick. Yeah, I be on that new bitch. Why you be on that old bitch? Yeah, that's exclusive. So trying to catch up, it's useless.
Fee, yeah, no interest if he can, but he can't have this. Broke too far, he be so hilarious. This ain't a movie, and no, I ain't Newman, but I stay with the new sh- like it's Christmas. Every day I should take my name to Mr. Exclusive. Everything on your wish list, you know I got it. Made my own dollar, so I bought it. Ain't free. What the fuck you think they told me? My fly's on a whole nother level. I go from rocking polo to rocking Manolo. This they hating on, they do be loving on. All on the internet, searching for photos. Can I be a girl? Let me think about it. No, I want it all. Cadillac, drop top, color Pepto with mom. Summer, spring, fall. When it's so cold, like time, I fly through them all.
New shit, old shit, I stack money, you fold it. Catch me with a new chick, why you be with my old chick? Why you be finding out? Me, I'm pursuing. Every time you think you caught up, I Kawasaki boom quick. Yeah, I be on that new bitch. Why you be on that old bitch? Yeah.
Yeah, boy, yeah, boy. That was Money Making D right there. That track right there is called Exclusive, featuring Chemistry and Fiend. Yeah, make sure y'all follow Money Making D at www.twitter.com/moneymakingd. This Dolly Rancher is good as hell. Yo, we got Kato the Pyro here. We got Money Meek here. Holla at me, Kings. We're mixing business with pleasure.
What up, what up, what up? You know, shit, I'm hungry as hell right now, man. I'm about to go, shit, get something to eat. I'm about to go to some motherfucking Hooters or something.
You about to go where?
Where?
I'm about to go to Hooters, man. Vegas style. All right.
Yeah,
you
Shout out to my boy Kano, too. My bad, Kano. You know, we was in the interview. We get that shout out. If Lewis ain't listening, that's definitely shout my boy Kano on that Jabba Body joint. That's that Jewish Invasion connection, you know, coming soon. You already know on the trip.
For real, all day. I got my sights on, baby.
Well, oh, we got Diva right there in the twist, huh? Get right. Tell them all, get right.
Get it right, baby. You better patent that Money Meat, because that's dope. I got my sights on, baby. That's going to be the new thing, yo. You better patent that if it's not already patented, yo. That's dope.
You know, I dropped as an artist. You know, I'm dropping as a label, too. You know, I got 15 other artists. You catch them in the videos in the backdrop. Black Lord, that's my project under me. That's definitely, you know, we trying to trademark on that. That is the movement, Sight Song Baby. You can definitely look on YouTube.com, you know, go check out that video. Kano, we definitely going to hook up on that, as Diva stated earlier, you know, get that over there to your people's site or whatnot. And, you know, we here, man. We know we're working hard. Make sure y'all get that mixtape coming soon. Young Jeezy, September 1st. Make the next hit, DJ Fahrenheit. And also, for y'all that don't know, tune in to HM Radio, man. Hear all them banging tracks from Money Mate. Definitely Diva Spot. You already know. Phenomenal Radio, man. And go get your preview of that mixtape, man. Stepping on Money. Crazy, crazy mixtape coming. I'm telling you, you know, I don't want to bite my own words, but it's coming. And you got the first file looking like, so you know how it's going down.
I like that title, okay. Stepping on Money.
Most definitely. Cool. You know, right there, the slogan came about, Diva. You know, that's basically for the independents, man. You know, so my majors hold it down, but to my attendants, lock it down. You know, I'd be a lot of blocking on their parts, you know, for the independents. You got a lot of independents that's out that is hotter than the majors that's in there. And, you know, sometimes, you know, some artists and whatnot from, you know, feel like they're taking up space, man. And some artists feel as though they're a little hotter. So, you know, that's how the whole slogan came about, you know, stepping on money, jumping on these major artists' feet, showing them what we could do as a foundation from AOF. And, look, man, labels, come holler, man. Aces 2755-3909, man. You already know, man. Money Mate.
Started as independent anyway. I don't know what this whole industry thing came about, but it started as independent in the beginning. Music from the beginning has been independent. Always been independent music. And then the industry came in. So, you know, if you are an artist, instead of investing your money, look, you can get your piff, you can get your drink, you can get your Jordans later. Wait, just wait. Build you up a kitty. So when you start going on tour and on these radio stations, you need to have merchandise. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. That's how I feel. I learned that early. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. And how you going to sell some product if you ain't got no product? That's like going out on the block and be like, yeah, I'm just out here watching and practicing. Nigga, you ain't going to be holding up my corner making it hot. Move. You ain't got nothing to sell out here. Don't be out here.
You definitely got to see them solid investors, if anything. Even if you're not stable, that, you know, that go back to that, you know, setting that structure, getting your laws right. You know, you got people out there that will help, you know, and that's just how it is.
Yeah.
But niggas got to take their pride down, too, man. They got to, you know, definitely be able to work with a team and, you know, if things don't go your way all the time, you got to understand, man, it's teamwork. Okay. Teamwork make the dream work, homie. You can't do it by yourself, homie. Put your pride down. And get out there and work with some people, man, that understands what you're trying to do.
I done had to talk up a lot of times as far as being on the team with certain things that I don't agree with, or I'll voice my opinion. But when it comes to in the public eye, when it comes to showtime, I'm like Beyonce. When it's time to showtime, I put on the show. I don't care how many stairs I done fell down. I'm jumping right back up, and I'm still keeping the show going. Like, I done had to chalk up a lot of stuff, and I'm thankful that my team and the Kings, you know, my Kings has raised me that way. They have taught me, you know, you have a place in every situation that you're in, and you have to remain a lady in every situation. Sometimes you may have to get a little aggressive, but, you know, you just stick to what you're doing. But you have a place in every position that you are in, and you need to play your position. If you don't agree with it, that's fine. That's not for you at that time. But don't bring down the team, or don't get mad milk, and then, you know, have a hidden agenda, have some hidden envy. That's the last thing you need, is somebody being envious on your team.
Wow.
So you should be able to come to your team and say, hey, I felt this type of way about this. I wanted to be able to get it out and get it off my chest and just be able to move forward. And, you know, I'm still here for the team 2000%. I'm not a quitter. I'm not going to give up.
Just know your position. Just know your position. You as an artist with a team, all you need to worry about is being in the studio and writing good songs. Wow. Don't be trying to be a manager and an artist at the same damn time. You know what I mean? An artist and CEO, and I'm doing this. I'm the photographer. I'm the director on the video. Man, come on, man. You're doing a little bit too much. Stay in your lane. Let these other people form, you know, bring that check it out for you.
And if you feel like your project is not being pushed enough, you can always start your own promotional campaign. Educate yourself on what to do. Educate yourself, and if you feel like your label or your promotion team is not doing enough, you start another promotional, a fan page, a street team, you know, something that you're doing as an individual to push your music and book yourself. And you should let your label and your team know, look, this is what I've been doing independently on my own to further my career. You know, it's not conflicting with my studio schedule. It's not conflicting with my appearances. You know,
it's dedication, though, man. It's dedication. It's time that you have to. It's dedication you have to put towards that. Even like little experiments. Before you put all your eggs in one basket, try something out. Try a listening party out. You know, call some strangers to a location. Be like, how y'all feel about these records? You know what I mean? Instead of having your family in there or your cousins in there, because they gonna say, yeah, I like it. It's hot.
And I have them waiting on the money, so, you know, go on, baby, yeah. So, but they ain't keeping it G with you, you know. You need some people in your circle that's looking for you, and it's going to keep it funky with you, man. Word.
Yeah, that's when you can definitely try out your demographics, too. Like, you know, bring some white folks in there. Bring some, you know, Mexicans. You know, it don't matter. Just try out different things before you put all your money in the wrong things.
And, you know, in this business, you know, you can't really be too biased. So, like Kano the Pyro said, you know, get some white folks, you know, some different nationality. You know, that's what I focus as an artist. You know, I'm more of an international artist. I'm more of a branding, you know, from coast to coast. So, you know, that's what I try to achieve in my goals. But, yeah, that's what you should do. Word.
I like what you said about, you know, being – and Kano the Pyro is very diverse. He is very diverse. He can do it one way. He can do it another way. And that's definitely a good thing. Like, that's you got to mix it up. You have fun on the station. You know, we give shout-outs, but you want to be definitely very diverse. You know, you want to get you some Canada love, some UK love, some Wisconsin love, some Seattle love. You want to get all different types of different courses of people around you. That way you can be successful. And then, you know,
but I'm not mean to cut you off, Diva, but I'm a it's just my persona. You know what I mean? That's the type of artist I am.
The realness.
You know what I'm talking about? I can relate to different genres of music. And, you know, when I throw my 2 cents in, people respect you. So it's really the people that putting me on that level.
That's what's up, man. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Step Your Game Up Saturday. We mixing that business with pleasure. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to get into another mix here. I got some Miss Nira, Come Over. I got some Nas and Amy Winehouse called Cherry Wine. That's definitely one of my hot tracks. And I got another banger from Money Meat coming. So y'all stay tuned.
I remember my track that I wanted to hear on the show.
Huh?
I remember my track I wanted to hear on the show earlier.
What track is that one?
I hope you ain't played it already. That mystical, that bullshit. Nigga, that's that bullshit.
Nigga.
That is some track word.
Yeah, we're going to get into that one right there. Email, Kano, email. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Let's go. This is Miss Nira right here. Come over.
Tweet Beats exclusive.
Mess my hair up and my makeup. We all over the room. I don't give a fuck. Take me in the kitchen. Put me on the countertop. And I know you know what time it is. Time for you to handle it. My tone grown on the sheet. Kiss up in the street. If you're waiting, I'm in the mood. Gotta have you. Tell me what to do. Yeah. Dialing up your number.
Right there will Come Over. I definitely want to get your feedback. Money Me, what do you think about Come Over by Miss Nira?
Oh, man, definitely a dope track by Miss Nira, man. I definitely like that first time I heard it, man. Nice. Well, keep going, man.
Miss Nira is definitely doing her thing. I got more exclusive music from her.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. It's real sexy. It's real sexy. It's real subtle.
Yeah, classes, yeah. That's the lane back to, yeah.
Well, big shout out to John Michaels that was on the D-Hour show. He got this track called Sophisticated Lady. I'm going to be networking with him and have him come to the show. But, yeah, most definitely. Big shout out to Ms. Nira. We're going to be networking with her. I haven't heard comeback. She was on the show last year. So, big shout out to Tweet Beats, Ms. Nira. Big shout out to everybody that's over there. We're about to get into another track right here. This is Nas featuring Amy Winehouse, and it's called Cherry Wine. So I'm really feeling this track right here. I'm going to get y'all feedback, too. Let's go.
Someone who likes champagne.
queen I like. My A like someone to talk me off the bridge any day or night. She teach me how to live, she ain't afraid of life. Not easily impressed with the rich and famous life, cause she'd have been there and heard all the rumors before. She love art, she ride out with me on my music tour. She like the herbs, natural medicine, she cooking good. She tell me everything is cool and ain't looking good. For real, the world's so ill. Yo, I want a girl so real who not after material wealth but get dope still. Or maybe an educator, a lady with etiquette who could be from out the hood or either work for the president as long as there's no selfishness. Yes, as long as her love for the people is deep-rooted and evident, you could be easily recruited, your heaven's in. Your smile put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she? Me hostile texts on the counter, my lifestyle's perception. It made my personal life out of the question. What are they expecting? I be trying to reply them. They never suppose I get my quiet timing. They think forever I'm rolling the dough, swimming in a pool of cash. God, wouldn't they know what am I, a fool of ass? I'm well known. Got people coming at me mad. I had to tell homes. I don't keep a cell phone. My bad. I drag off the L and try to silence it. The noise in my head, the curse of the talented. Strong communicator. Vagabond, I gallivant around the equator. If that would get me off the radar, it's so intense. I'm on my Lilo and Stitch. Pour my Pinot Grigio crisp with some lime. Yo, with this. An immaculate version of me and my bitch. My Biggie, with all respect, cause you the only one who gets me. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, yeah, we bring it every time. Yeah, pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, hey yo, Salam. Yeah, I think they know the time. Everything's good, everything's fine. Yeah, you pour a little cherry wine. Yeah, life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Yeah, life is good. No matter what, life is good.
Now where is it? I really life is good.
Follow Money Meek at www.twitter.com/MoneyMeek121. And the track before that was Nas featuring Amy Winehouse called Cherry Wine. I definitely want to get y'all feedback on that. Call us up at 347-850-1521 or jump in our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Big shout out to the D Slate from the D Hour Show live in the chat room. We definitely going to play that track. I heard a track on the show. It's Brimington Brown, and it's called A Chick Named Music. Y'all going to like that joint right there. I want to get your feedback, Money Meek. I'm going to start with you with that Cherry Wine track with Nas featuring Amy Winehouse. What do you think of that track?
That joint with Cherry Winehouse and Nas, that was definitely a creative track. With Winehouse and joint, you know, R.P. to her, you know, yo, man, that was a dope track. I think it that track basically expresses how we all mourned and felt once upon a time in our life, whether we was with somebody, you know, just hoping it was that one. If we wasn't with them, you know, if we was with that one and just had something on the side, you know, or just still waiting for them to come. Yeah, we all want that companion to love and, you know, to cherish in the hole and, you know, to stick through with you when things is rough, man, you know, because that's when you see the real love. When it's hard times. You know, I think that was a very creative song, Steven Pearl.
That's what's up. Kano the Pyro, give us your feedback on Cherry Wine.
Oh, it's definitely a dope track. You know, Amy Winehouse will always be missed from her grace on the microphone, man. And
yeah.
And Nas, he just brought that lyrical content that was soulful. And it was a good match.
It is definitely a great collabo. After that track that we just played, we played Money Meat track, Throw It Up, Mommy. Give me some feedback on that, Kano, and I'm going to get some feedback from D-Plate in the chat room as well.
Oh, you already know. I'm feeling Money Meat movement. It had good energy on that song right there. I'm feeling the collabo with the homie right there, and, you know, it's just a good, that's that New Jersey music right there. Don't get no better than that.
Throw it up, mommy. Man, that ass so fat. Throw it up, mommy. I like the fact, you know, of course, you know, I caught badasses and hips and thighs, birthday cake and cornbread. So, you know, it was nice that you complimented that and encourage us to throw it up rather than set a club up or to drop it low or some Becky in the back. I don't get this thing. Oh,
most in the comment on that is most, you know, you get that slogan, you know, the inner slogan is throw it up, mom. You know, that's for them older cougar women, you know, feeling they ain't got it or, you know, just older. You know, I definitely promote plus size women. You can catch it on my Facebook, all through my line, you know, the baton of women, to plus size women, in which, you know, nowadays you get more credit for the thickness and whatnot. I'm definitely a full figure likable man. I love me in a two piece suit. So, you know, that's definitely, you know, to try to encourage women, you know, just have a good time, you know, just have fun, you know, how you go out there and boogie and, you know, but still stay respectful. Throw it up, mom. Have fun.
That's right. No need to be scuffing up your heels. Ain't nothing like going to a party. You got to bust a bitch in the head with your heels. That's not what you're talking about.
You come to do that, stay home. Stay home. We ain't on that, man. We ain't definitely on that. Security.
It's so tacky. It's so tacky because you out there fighting in the street. You got this wonderful dress on, these nice heels. I know my makeup costs a nice little grip. I like MAC. I like Mary Kay. I don't like a lot of foundation on my face. I'm more of an eye girl. I really like really pop eyes. But, you know, my cleansing and moisturizer, that costs too. They don't need for you to be going out here getting black eyes or getting your face all scratched up because of chick hating. You know, you got to bring your block of bitch crew with you too. You know, y'all call it security women. We call it our, you know, our BBU, beat a bitch up, or block a bitch crew. We got to bring them with us. We have to have that beastly ball with us because you got other little chickens that want to be mad because I'm up here looking fabulous. I'm looking like a queen diva. It's not my fault that you came out with them Chinese slippers on. Did nobody tell you to do that? Nobody told you to do
Chinese
that.
Chinese slippers and Jordan heels.
Oh, my.
And not even aware, you know, I see it all the time, dude, you know, I ain't putting on the bars. You know, you wearing them flip-flops, mom, listen, mom, put some baby wipes in your bag. You know, take the time out, like, twice out of the day, and just take the time to take care of them.
That's
the women, you know, because I got fosters and a mine, I have a dog, you know, that's a care and concern right there. Money make, money make, ladies.
That's what's up. D-Slate from the D-Hour Show said, I like the track, no doubt, Jersey for Life. So he's definitely feeling that, throw it up, mommy. But you're right. Bring you some baby wipes. Get your little, you know, it's a couple of things that you need in your bag because you never know. First thing is, you know, you want to have, your, of course, your ID and whatnot to mint. Some panty liners. Panty liners are so important. Just because you buy those panties and your thongs straight out the store doesn't mean that they are necessarily clean. You wonder why you keep getting yeast infections and problems with your vajayjay. It's because of the dye is eating up your vagina. And not only that, drink some water. Your pee should smell like hot garbage. That's why your coochie stinks, because you're not drinking no water. by drinking them damn CNC sodas and iced teas and stuff all day. Drink some water. That's so important. The baby wipes is necessary to keep it clean, your feet clean, you know, to clean off certain. Did you know that you can have up to 19 germs on your hands before and after you eat? Did y'all know that?
Most definitely. And for y'all that don't know, your tongue, your hands is the most nastiest part of your body because you're always eating, you're always touching. You know what I'm saying? So know your hygiene, you know, for man. Well,
and before you go out, shower. It's a hot day. It's sticky. You've been running around, girl. Shower that body. It's all right. Shower your body. Don't go throwing on no nice outfit or no nice sundress. Man, ain't nothing worse than a musty female or a stinking booty female with a beautiful dress on. Diva is the queen of dresses. I can't stand it.
And definitely keep some Listerine. Definitely keep your teeth clean, smelling fresh. Because you be talking to people all day. We don't want to hear that shit. We don't want to smell that. Anybody got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that. I got broad counties.
Yo, Beth got broad counties around this. Comes full kicking around this bitch.
And if you smoking, you know, you smoke a little lie here and there, you know, keep you some breath. Look, they got the portable toothbrushes. When I'm out on the go and I know I'm going to be gone all day, that, you know, I went to 99-cent store, they got cute little compact where you can take the toothbrush out and twist it around, stick it on the top, and it becomes a handle. But then you can take it apart, and it stick right back inside of it with a little toothpaste in there. I don't understand why we got all these big pocketbooks and we ain't carrying the shit that we need. Like, for real, though.
Yeah.
You know what I think, though, Diva? You know, for most women, you know, it's not that they're not really not clean enough and is most women just, you know, they be in a rush. They move fastly. You know, some women, they just slow it down sometimes. You know, they be rushing. You know, it's only a certain amount of days and hours. So only some minimum amount of things you could do. You know, just take it easy, please yourself. You got to remember, you're a woman. Like Dee was saying earlier, it's characterization. Characterization is a must in a woman. But
it's very important to take the time out. You know, a wise woman rise early. And, you know, she prepare at night before she go to sleep. If you know you got to get the kids off to school in the morning, you got to get yourself off to work, in school, or whatever, you want to iron the clothes at night and pack the lunches at night. I still do this. My son is 10 years old. I've been doing this since he hit preschool, ironing his clothes at night, ironing my clothes. Matter of fact, all my clothes is hung up. I don't really have to iron them. I got maybe like 3 drawers, and that's all night clothes. But iron your baby clothes. Iron your clothes. Prepare for the next day. The pocketbook that you're going to wear, you know. Well, sometimes in the morning, I usually put all my stuff, my wallet, my keys and stuff. I put it on the dining room table because I change the pocketbook like I change wigs all the time. I don't care. But make sure you get organized because ain't nothing worse. And you can smell yourself. Like your girlfriend is right up under you and she has talked to you. She can talk nasty to you, or she can talk nice to you. So you know when she not smelling right. So, you know, get that situation together. And you're right. Ain't nothing worse than seeing them dirty behind feet at the bottom with them flip-flops or the flip-flops looking like they the Black Road. I don't get that. And the toenails. Oh, Lord.
Look like they just across the desert with Moses.
Some toenails, right, ladies? If you can't afford a pedicure, Diva Ebony B gonna help. I'm gonna help you out how to stretch your pedicure. I don't know about doing it yourself. You're not a professional, but that's what you do. You always keep you some clear fingernail polish. You keep you the white fingernail polish. You can even buy the strips too from Walgreens. And you keep you some fleshy color, neutral color toenail polish for the colors. Well, you definitely want to get you a nail file and some Epsom salt and foot lotion. Those are 5 things you need because you want to, and a little scraper to scrape the dead skin off it if it's been a month. You can tighten yourself up, you know, square off them toenails, give them a nice little paint, get your little strip on there, and throw you about two coats of clear fingernail polish on it. You just stretch yourself a week before you got to get your pedi done again. But don't come outside with no monkeypaws looking like that, because it's not good. And if you have monkey paws, don't wear sandals. Please don't do it.
Yeah, don't do
I'll
that.
Talk about that one pinky toe that look like it's hiding up under the other toes. Let it go. Let it go. It's time, sister. It's time.
Or like that big toe as long as your index finger, you know? Like, well.
Yeah, that's a violation right there.
You got to see the guy's face. Like,
you're
check out the guy's responses. Wait a minute.
That's cold blue right there.
Wait a minute. Cold rare right now. D Slate for the D-Hour show series. He said if she left the house with a white thong and came home with a brown thong, she nasty as hell.
Oh, no, man.
A la lasso.
You got a streak? I don't want to see that. I ain't getting in the bed with your ass.
Yeah, and wet wipes and baby wipes are very important for women with big asses. It's very important because when we put our jeans on, that ass closes. Everything closes in. So it starts to sweat. And then if you take a dump, and I'm just going to keep it real. This may sound nasty, but it is what it is. If you take a dump and you don't shower, you don't stuff, you just can't wipe with the dry toilet tissue. You got to wet it, too. You got to get it real like a baby. Otherwise, it's going to be some sticky brown round in your drawers, and it's going to be real nasty. And not only that feces will start to burn your skin. And the only way I found this out from being a nurse's assistant is if you leave feces on the body long enough, it will start to burn that particular area. So if your booty is burning or itching or causing you some issues, that's because you haven't cleaned all the feces. So, there it is. There it is. Let me see.
I know who y'all are. Y'all know who y'all are that does that. So, you know who you are, so you know, just quit.
Yeah, we need that Meek Mill amen on that one.
Yeah, for real.
Kano, did you email me, baby? What's up?
Oh man, that attachment ain't linking up right now. I don't know. I ain't never seen that before. I sent you a text letting you know.
Oh, I get it. D Slate from the D Hour Show said if her feet smell like she been painting her toes with chili and onion, she nasty as hell.
What you know about that, D Slate? Don't let me find out.
If her feet smell like she been painting her toenails with chili and onion, she nasty as hell.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's nasty. Have you ever went in your bathroom and after somebody take a shower, it smell like onions?
Wow.
Hell no.
I guess not. One of my friends had did that one time. She came over here and she took a shower and smelled onions afterwards. But that's okay because I want to know.
Hell
no.
Steve, you made up a excuse next time she has again, right?
Huh?
Did you make up an excuse when she asked you again?
If your body smells like onions. That ain't help you right there.
Yeah, she can't use my shower no more. I haven't even spoke to her since that day. But I wonder, big right here, I'm about to play some big rap. We're about to get into a little music mix and wind down because I want to get mystical. I just really think that song is funny and it's kind of late night, so I can play it right now. Let's go. Where we at? Big rap right here with this track right here called I Wonder.
I want wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gonna show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot again, I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream, and it's a fast son of a... I wonder if my girl really love me and thinks the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if them platinum plaques ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze instead of up in that steel? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder if
the streets is taking me under.
I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if it's a cure for AIDS. I wonder if they lying to us and all along it was man-made. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one rose dollar. I wonder if the streets is watching from the corner of their eye, and if they ever gon' release T-Fly. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, ship platinum or gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood been conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my peoples is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door, and I'ma take it. I wonder.
The streets are taking me under.
Gonna punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if the shy been blessed with raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gonna flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit. I wonder if we bucking a trend, is Big Rap gonna get paid, or is he gonna be broke to the end? I wonder if my critics was right, and if I listen to everything they said, would I still see daylight? I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind to my very last breath. I wonder if I shook a nuke, if so, then street politics be the last chapter in my book. I wonder.
The streets taking me under.
God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G.
Nobody believed, even
family didn't think I'd achieve. Back when quitting was an option, good thing I didn't decide to. Helped me survive too, though I was whack in bed and couldn't ride you. You're my everything, the reason I'm without a fear. The only one that would listen, eyes without an ear. Gave me confidence, reason I'm without a care. Know I'll always love my hood, you got me out of there. Yeah, much more than hip hop to me. You the reason I can raise my sons properly. Took a stand when the world said do what you're crazy. Show me the difference between the real and who it forgave me. So when it's me against the world, you the reason. That in my mind that whole fight seems even. Heavyweight match for the belt with it all on the line. Thanks to you I take the odds every time.
Nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a so deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I lose it. When I fell in love with a chick named Music, Music. I fell in love with a chick named Music.
Check it. Hey yo, no cliche lines could define the time I spent. Rhyming to myself, affecting lyrics, making ends. Now I make the moves to make these unbelievers go repent. I ain't going back to broke because that shit don't make no sense. I'm on my grind, man. I'm heavily composing. Eyes closed to the haters of the money that you're open. Destined to blow up a dynamite, nigga was chosen. I just shower in success until the Judas I had soaking. Hey, I can stick in shallow waters. I'm in deep and flowing. That means I'm on my surface and I have it with my people. When I do, I touch the top for a while, then asleep to the clouds. Take a bow. Out of the heavens, they miss me. Hey, I'm trying to be the best. I do it all though for me. You hustle to pay some bills. I hustle so I can eat. I'm seeing my dreams through even when I'm not asleep. I'm a rapping juggernaut and ain't nobody stopping me. I'm saying
nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a so deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I knew. I fell in love with a chick named Music. I fell in love with a chick named Music.
Positively exuberant, motivated, the mood I'm in. She is my soul, the reason you in the group you in. She gave me heartbreak and laughter, success and disaster. With me when I fucked it up and rocking with me after. Used to think that everything was sweet till I met the Music game and found out that bitch was a freak. She liked in many ways, fathering hallways. And there is a people who treat her with love always. To me, she is my morning wood, makes me go hard when I wake up. The reason the brother can get his cake up. What I take from her is cool, what she gives is bliss. She's my inspiration, the reason my goal is this, to take it all over, make it all over, have my name on the charts, new age hover, blast like Nova, big like Scotia, always social, dope like cocaine, and nothing else to come in between, the scent of fame she wears is so damn mean, so I grow my lettuce, harvest green, for the chance to advance my dream, you know what I mean?
Nothing ever felt so right, until she came in my life. Oh, it was a so deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I lose it. But when I fell in love with a chick named Music. Fell in love with a chick named Music.
Brenton Brown right there with a chick named Music. Make sure y'all check him out, everything that he doing. Big shout out to the D Slate from the D Hour Show for putting me on to him. You can actually network with him at The Kid Brown. That's at The Kid Brown. That's Brenton Brown. And the name of the track is A Chick Named Music, featuring Joe Buttons and Jaden The Cure. So make sure y'all check him out. That's off the album that's out now, the Brenton Brown Affair is the name of the album. So you can go to 2DopeBoys.com. That's 2, the number 2, the word dope, and boys, B-O-Y-Z, .com, to check him out. I definitely want to get that feedback. Money Meek, what you think about Brenton Brown with A Chick Named Music?
Definitely, you know, I support all music, you know, as long as it sounds like sound, definitely create a track right there. You know, I definitely like the track you played before that. Dude, sound a lot of real things, man. You know, saying like you've been through. The track
that's
before the last you just played, yeah.
Yeah, that was Big Rap, I Wonder. That was Big Rap right there, I Wonder. And he's from Chi-Town. That's my cousin, Kelvin Brinson. You can actually check him out. Big shout out to him. He was one of the people. Him, Twista, Trackster, they all started out together. So over there in Chi-Town, they got their label and everything on there.
Okay.
Kano the Pyro is here as well. A Chick Named Music is so dope. Kano, did you get a chance to hear that track?
Hell nah, my goddamn phone went dead.
Oh, damn. Yeah, that definitely happened. I'll play it a little bit later before we get off the show, but... Yo, I really like that track. I'm really feeling that track right there. It's just soulful. It's everything that I would look for in a track. And the track before Brenton Brown, A Chick Named Music, that I played was called, the name of the artist is Big Rap, and it's called I Wonder. And it speaks a lot of truth, like Money Meek said. It's just amazing what music can do to you. Music can bring you from being super mad or super depressed into a good place, or it can take you to a bad place as well. So it is what it is. Kano, if you can, try to email me, send me that track through Facebook, attach it on Facebook. Was it not working through Gmail?
Yeah, it wasn't working through Gmail. It wasn't attached to file. It's like an attachment error.
All
right,
cool.
And I tried it like three different times, so I don't know. I don't know where to go from there.
Well, I'm going to find it so I can purchase it. I know that it's on iTunes somewhere. I'll just go ahead and purchase it. I know I can find it somewhere. This mystical track.
You cool.
YouTube, but that's not going to do anything for me as far as the MP3.
You can't download off YouTube?
I done told you, Kano. I cannot
do
that.
I'm going to send you that link.
There you go. Hit me up with the link. Put it in the chat room. Where you going to send it? Because I don't know where you going to. That's that booze. I fell in love with A Chick Named Music, man. We've been playing a couple of tracks tonight. And, you know, big shout out to Money Meek. Money Meek has been on since we started the show. Money Meek, what you think about the lineup so far tonight?
Oh, the lineup is great, D-Bro. I don't think you should change nothing but to keep growing. And, you know, keep going, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Word.
Cool. Every Saturday we scan music, we listen to the music. So every Saturday I take the time out to do a show. And I'm getting my Kano the Pyro on right now. I did a 3-hour show. Can you believe it? We got 20 minutes left in the show. But I did a 3-hour show showcasing music. And I love independent music. I love artists that's on their grind. You know, big shout out to all the artists that submit their music on the website, to my Gmail, hitting me up on Twitter. Like, we see y'all. Just give us a chance and we'll get to y'all, because I take the time out to listen to the music. I'm not just going to play your track. Like, that's not how that's going to go at all.
Yeah, get y'all folks to call in, too.
Yeah. If you want
get y'all folks to call in and request y'all tracks, man. We don't want to hear from the artists all the time. Like, yo, play my track, homie. Man, get y'all folks to call in. Tell them that these stations play your music.
That's right. These play from the D-Hour show said, if her toes look like brass knuckles, she needs to wear Nike for life. Yo.
That nigga's a comedian all day. Shout out to D-Slate.
Yo, that's D-Slate all day, yo. Word up. That's him all day. If her toes look like brass knuckles, she needs to wear Nike for life.
Now, if you wake up in the morning with scratches on your leg, nigga, like Freddy Krueger slashed your ass, you got a problem.
You can tell how they sitting in the shoe, man. Just look at how the shoe is all. So watch your shoes, man.
Ladies, don't be wearing those shoes with your toes hanging off the front, though, man. Like, bro, that ain't your size, bro.
Don't be walking 2 miles an hour, neither. We know they're too small, your feet hurt, and that game been old. You're going like 2 miles an hour. Pick up your shoes, man.
Step your game up Saturdays, man. Step your game up Saturdays. We mixing business with pleasure. I'm your host, Diva Ebony B. Big shout out to everybody that's tuning in the chat. Everybody that's listening on TuneIn Radio, on the website, everybody that's on the call line. You can call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to put your 2 cents in on how men and women or whatever situation can step their game up. Also, if you want to chat in the chat room, all you got to do is go ahead and build a profile. It takes about 2 minutes, so you can be able to put your 2 cents in there. So, again, that's 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Big shout-out to Guest 5 that's in the chat room, Guest 7418, and the D-Hour Show that's live in the chat room. We definitely see you guys. I want to play this mystical track. This is crazy, and I'm going to get it. I will not go through Amazon to buy music, FYI, because the way that they have it, when you buy it and their download link, it's not an MP3 when you download it. They got this whole situation station that ain't working. You'll be better off buying stuff off of Amazon, not buying music. It's no good. No good. No good at all.
Wow. I ain't know about that. A lot of people be promoting Amazon on their blogs and websites and stuff, too.
Yeah, it's not an MP3. It's more like a WAV file, how they download it. But in order to download the music from Amazon, like after you buy it, they send you this link. And then after you buy it, then they send you this other link that you go to download their application. So it's really not effective for me. I really feel like I got gypped out of my track that I bought, that I purchased the artist's music, because I end up turning around and just getting off iTunes.
That's why I don't fuck with Amazon. I fuck with the homie Leroy down the street. Yeah, I'm just playing. But yeah, the last album I bought, man, it was Elvana from Best Buy. Perfectly Imperfect. It's definitely a good album to go buy, ride around with your lady, or just take a road trip, man. Some good music, man. She bringing back the substance to R&B.
Yeah, she is. Elvana is a great artist. She's definitely doing her thing, and she's multi-talented. Canon Apyro, this is best video downloader. Why do I want to download videos?
No, that's the link. You want to get that, you want to download that program, so every time you go to YouTube, you'll be able to convert it to different formats. As far as MP3s, MP4, if you want to take the footage or something, you know, and do a little bit of everything. So just download that first, and then your YouTube should be set up like that.
Sound like a plan, Stan. I'm definitely going to do it. I ain't going to do it right now. Let me shut my shit down. My computer.
Hey, when you gonna do an episode about sex and relationships? You need to, you know, inform these ladies how to treat a man these days. You know what I mean?
We did that on Women's Chronicles. We had did that on when Women's Chronicles. We had a couple sessions about that. And I mean, it's nothing. We can do it.
I think I called tonight too, Diva. I think we were talking about something like that.
Yeah, I think it was either Saturday or it's either Friday, and I was talking about women putting their hands on men. I was so disgusted.
Yeah.
I was so discuss about one of my peoples. She had the audacity, and I wanted to smack the hell out of her when she told me this too. But at the time, she was pregnant, and I know your hormones is going wild, but she slapped her baby father with a hot Wendy's cheeseburger, like a whole burger. How do you slap somebody with a whole, and if he would have punched her in the face, then he would have been wrong, right? But she slapped this man, Hakeem, the one that's been supporting her and her other kids that ain't his. She got mad and slapped this man with a hot Wendy's cheeseburger. Of course, it's funny.
Why are you driving? That's what I want to know. Like, why this nigga was driving her home? She slapped this nigga with a burger. Now, at the light, I would have been hot. But,
they were in the car. They was at home, slapped him with the burger.
I mean, you teach your kids how to, you know, take ownership.